Take your Bible and turn to the 126th Psalm. 126th Psalm. The Bible says in verse number 1, says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. And he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if can, on the idea of a Christian worker. A Christian worker. You say, what's this got to do with Christian worker? Well, he talks about here in this, and they don't know exactly who wrote this, but it seems to me like it would probably be Ezra the scribe. But as he writes this song, it's a rise of a song of ascent that they would sing as they go up to worship. And they're singing this song, and the inspiration of a Christian, it ought to be, or a Christian worker, as we look at this song and we see how it speaks to our heart. He said, when the Lord turned again to captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Now, if you know the story behind this, they were in captivity, and Cyrus come up, and God brought up a wicked king, a heathen king, and he found favor in his eyes, and he allowed them to go up and under Jerusalem, go up, and he allowed them to go up, and even to begin to build again the ruins of that place. And so they go up, and it said, well, we were like them that dream. Can you imagine after being in captivity, sore depression for all these years, and all of a sudden words come to you that you're going to get out, and not only are you going to get out, you're going to get to go home. Amen? He said, it was just amazing to me that the Lord turned us loose, turned again to captivity sign, and we were like them that dream. He said, then was our mouth filled with laughter. Could you imagine the laughter, the joy, the high spiritedness of it as you come out of the prison house, you come out of that place of captivity, and you're allowed your freedom once again, and you're just overjoyed with it, and you're slapping your buddy on the back and smiling at one another, and just rejoicing in your newfound freedom as you're easing out of that place and getting to the edge of the city of Babylon there, and maybe even wanting to think that if I can just get to that gate, boy, I'm going to be out of here. And you get to that gate, you're ready to sprint out of there like a gazelle because you found new freedom. I want to tell you, this is none other than a type of salvation. This is being free in the Lord Jesus Christ. When you come out of the captivity of the sin of this world, praise God, you can come out with a smile on your face and a song on your tongue, praise God, because the Almighty God has moved in you, and He's moved for you and brought you out of that place of sin and give you an opportunity, praise God, to go free, because when you're free in Him, you're free indeed. Amen. Can you just see this picture as He paints it for us today? Even the heathen recognized something unique had taken place. Even the heathen are commenting on it. He said, then they said, they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them. Amen. He said, hey, look, the Lord had to done this. Why would anybody set them free and let them go, praise God, when it had them in captivity? It had to be the Lord that moved in the heart and the minds of these people. Praise God, I won't say it is the Lord. He's the only one who can make you free. Praise God, He's the only one that can move away those obstacles. He's the only one that can change those lives and those lifestyles and give us a new idea and new thinking and a new heart. He can take that old hard, stony heart out and put in a heart of flesh so that we can worship the Lord in spirit and truth. Amen. Praise God. And he said, the Lord hath done great things for us. He said, hey, the heathen got to saying it. And they got saying, boy, God really blessed them. Look what God's done for them. Look how they're blessed. Look how happy they are. Look how they're rejoicing and singing praises to God. And then they realized herself, praise God. Yeah, We're out here. We're out of Babylon. Amen. We're out of captivity, praise God. We've been delivered. We've been set free. Praise God. God has done that for us. Could you imagine the excitement in their lives? Praise God. And they would say in verse number 4, to turn again our captivity. Praise God. Amen. Oh Lord, as the streams in the south. Praise God. He said, hey, listen. He said, turn again. He said, Lord, praise God. Just let us see. Let's let our freedom flow like those streams out of captivity. Hey, into that place, praise God, of liberty. That place of peace. That place of joy that you have for us today. I can see old Ezra the scribe that he's beginning to pin her down here. And he's beginning to, they're singing this thing one to another and lifting up their voices to the Lord. But then they get to a place here in verse number 5. He said, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. I believe they come to themselves here in a place, and you got to remember what's taking place. Brother Kevin, they've been in captivity for 70 long years. And 70 years they've been in Babylon, and 70 years they've had to forsake their homelands and forsake their stuff and their people. And as they come into this place, praise God, they come into this place with a joyful spirit and songs upon their lips. And when they get close to their home country, they begin to look around and they begin to see the walls that are tumbled down and crumbling. They begin to see the vineyards that's been let go. They begin to see the houses that's just about gone to ruin. Can you imagine? Think about it. If you let your place go for 70 years, it'll just about be gone by the time you get back. Amen. You just about be gone by the time you get back. He said, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. But I want to look at verse number 6 tonight for just a few minutes, if God will be our help. See, he said, he that goeth forth and weepeth bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. So we see his activity. He said, he that goeth, amen. We see the activity, praise God. They've been released out, praise God. They've come out of bondage. They've come out of the sinfulness, if you will. They've come out of that bitter bondage of the devil and sin and that iniquity that we've lived in and we live in if we ain't very careful. Amen. And he said, he that goeth. Amen. He said, it means to step out. God has a work for us to do. As we begin to step out on faith and we begin to pursue the avenues that He'd have us to go. I want to say, listen, He's none too young or none too old to begin to work for the Lord, to begin to lift Him up, to begin to go out and try to make a difference, touch a little bit here and a little bit there. You can't do everything all at once, but praise God, if you and I and someone else begin to do just a little bit, praise God. For the glory of God, we'll begin to make a difference in the land that we live in. Amen. But he said, had to go. He said, he that goeth. Amen. Had to step forward, had to put forth a desire to do. Amen. The joy of occupying our time, praise God, with the Lord Jesus Christ. Our times and our thoughts, praise God, in the divine. Doing those things that will bring glory to the Lord, that will lift Him up and magnify Him. And just not afraid to tell it everywhere you go. Just telling how good God is. How I was in bitter bondage. How I was in captivity. But God Almighty, praise God, moved His hand. And He encouraged, praise God, and He set me free. I was bound by sin, but now I'm free. I was lost and undone, but now I'm found. I was in a pit of bondage, but praise God, I've been set free. I was bound up. But glory, hallelujah, I've been cut loose. Praise God. I don't have to worry. No more. I can shout and praise and give God glory, for He is good. Amen. Praise God. He said today, he that goeth, praise the Lord, go toward the divine. Amen. When everything else is falling apart, go toward Jesus. Amen. His unselfishness. Now look at this. He said, he that goeth forth. Now there'll be a toll for what we do. There'll be a price to be paid, amen, for stepping out on faith. There's nothing free in this world. We'll have to compromise just a little bit. What are you saying? I said, we'll have to leave our comfort zone. And then we'll have to leave that comfy armchair. We'll have to leave out from in front of that nice warm fireplace. We'll have to step out of our comfort zone. Praise God. Said, he that goeth forth. Hey, it's okay to go, but you got to go forward. Amen. There's nowhere to go backwards. Amen. Jesus asked Peter, said, will you go back also? He said, Lord, what do we go back to? Thou hast the words of eternal life. He said, I'm going for life. Glory, hallelujah. I've got a life sentence. And it's going to be, hallelujah, it's going to be with Him where He is. We've all got life sentences. And it's to be with Jesus, praise God, one day in a little while. To go forward. To go forward. To keep pressing on. Praise God. Amen. Get out of that armchair, that place of safety, that place of comfort. Amen. Do a little something for Jesus. Why, there's a call to duty. Amen. Every one of us have a call to duty. Praise God. You know the old saying, he said, there's no gains without pains. Amen. No pain, no gain. Amen. Praise God. There's going to be pain. There's going to be difficulty. There's going to be hardships in this world, praise God. It's not going to be easy being a Christian. You're going to have to step out on faith. You may have to put up a little ridicule. But glory, hallelujah, you'll never have to face what Jesus faced at Calvary. Amen. Praise God. At Christian work that we have to do today. Amen. As they're going out, they're seeing. He said, they sow with tears. Sow in tears, they'll reap in joy. Amen. Praise God. So we see His activity. We see His unselfishness. And then we see His sincerity. He said, he that goeth forth weeping. Amen. He goeth forth weeping. He sheds a few tears. Amen. His heart's broken. As we look around and we see it falling away, we see people going away from God. We see mamas and daddies. We see mamas and papas. They might as well be grabbing their children and their grandchildren by the hand and dragging them out of the house of God, dragging them into the pit of hell. Amen. We need to be confident, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to step out on faith, praise God, and believe. We need to be sincere. We need to be shedding some tears. We need to be weeping over the lost. Amen. The lost are so deceived. They think everything's okay. They think they can work things out. Amen. But they'll not work things out. Praise God. They need to be attending to the task at hand. Amen. A heartfelt manner. We need to be going out into the world with weeping and crying and begging God to help us to be a light in the darkness of this era that we live. There's darkness all around us, but praise God, out of the darkness shone a marvelous light. That light is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You remember the day, the night, the hour when He shined out for you? You remember when you realized when you was illuminated by the Holy Spirit of God and He showed you you was no sinner and told you, let you know down in the depths of your soul that you needed a Savior. Amen. And from your heart to your head, from your head to your heart, He told you that Savior was Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. That light come on. Pew. Amen. That light come on down in your soul, praise God. And you haven't been the same since. Because God just moved out, praise God. He moved in and He took up His abode and He began to work in you, praise God, because of that blessed assurance, because of that sincerity that you had in the work of Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, just to try to see somebody, amen, somebody get a hold of God, amen. He said, doing a work. Now, it's no empty work. Let me just say, it's not in some kind of professional manner. A lot of people say, well, preacher, I'd go out and witness for Jesus, but I just don't know how to do it right. Amen. He said, well, the way to do it right is just open your mouth and just tell somebody about Jesus and how He loved you enough to where He come to where you was. Everybody in here has got a testimony. Everybody in here can talk about when Jesus come to where we were. That night, that day, that morning, that afternoon, whenever it was, Jesus Christ came to where you was and saved you by His marvelous grace. Amen. It kills me when people say, well, preacher, I just don't know how to be a witness. I don't know how to. Praise God, give them your testimony. Tell them about that Sunday morning, that Wednesday night, that Saturday evening, whenever it was, praise God, when Jesus spoke to your heart, let you know you was a sinner and come in and saved your soul. Amen. How you as an old sinner, praise God, fell on your face and wept your way to Jesus. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I didn't weep because I'm not a crying man. Well, praise God, maybe you didn't. But your spirit was humbled before God. Amen. I guarantee you didn't come before God and say, well, here I am, Lord. Ain't nothing wrong with me, but I need you to fix me. Well, praise God, you wouldn't need me to fix you if there wasn't anything wrong with you. Amen. He brings us to a conclusion that there's something wrong with us. There's something that's messed up. There's something that's missing. Praise God. And we begin to weep our way to the Lord. We begin to shed those tears. Begin to ask God to help us. Not in some kind of professional manner, but in a realistic manner. We just come before God and come before people and just tell them how good God is. How real He is tonight. Amen. How real things have been. He said that they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Amen. Verse number 5, that those that sow in tears shall reap in joy. You come with a broken spirit, a broken contract, a spirit, praise God, before God. And we cry out to Him because we realize that praise, what God has done for us. Remember how rejoiced they was when they come out? They get down there and they see everything in disarray. They see the calamity of where they used to live. They see the calamity of where their lives have come to. But yet they have hope. Because it's about salvation in the Lord. Amen. It's not about what our old life used to be, praise God, but it's what about our new life is going to be. And they begin to get hope down in their hearts. I can see old Ezra, the ready scribe, as he reads to them from the book. And he said, God said it's going to be okay. God said He was a delivering God. And God would bring us out. And He'd bring us up, praise the Lord. They begin to get excited about what they see. Amen. What are you talking about? I'm talking about a real heart with real feelings. Amen. Suffering the thing, praise God. The price that's to be paid, it's there. It's real, praise God. But it offers real progress to those that'll come to the Lord with that broken heart, praise God. They have that heart, praise God, that's stirred in the Lord. That heart that's full of feeling because of what God's done for us. They realize what God, after waiting 70 years, they're able to come out. Amen. Praise God. I was talking to a fellow the other day. He had been wrongly convicted of a murder, another thing, and he was sentenced to prison for life. And after 25 years, they found a real killer. And they let him go, and they was talking to him, asking him if he was bitter. He said, no. He said, I have been. But he said, praise God, I'm just glad to be out. Amen. He said, I'm just glad to be out. He said, I'm just glad to be out of there. I'm glad that the truth had finally come out. These folks was excited because they was finally able to come out. They was delivered, praise God. They had a heart and they had feeling. Praise the Lord. So we see His sincerity, but then we see His resources. Look what He says. He said, it comes out, He says, a weeping, bearing precious seed. Amen. Hey, they didn't come out. They come out, but they didn't come out empty. Amen. When we come out from bondage and sin, praise God, and we come out in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, don't let the devil ever tell you that you got to come out empty. You got to come out on your own. But because He comes out with you, and He says you come out bearing precious seed. What is precious seed? It's the Word of God. Amen. So we come out bearing precious seed. Amen. That precious truth. Praise God. So not only do we have a toil, we don't only have tears, but we have treasure. Amen. Treasure makes a difference. Amen. Praise God. And so He comes out in His precious truth that He has. It has to be, and it's sown in faithfulness and in confidence. In faithfulness and confidence, we sow that precious seed. Amen. Because we weeping in tears, we see the anxiety that's in the land. We see the decimation that's everywhere around us. But we don't let it get us down. We don't let it discourage us. Praise God, we keep us singing. We keep shouting and we keep praising. Praise God. And then we keep weeping that God Almighty will make the difference. So they come out sowing that precious seed. Amen. Sown in faithfulness. faithfulness to the God of heaven, the God that saved us, and we know can save other folks. And when we have that faithfulness, praise God, because of a confidence in Him. My confidence is in the Lord. Somebody told me one time, well, I just don't have much confidence in you. And I waited, they got done. I said, well, I understand the problem now. He said, you do? I said, yeah. I said, you have your confidence in me. You need to have your confidence in Him. I mean, I said, I will let you down before today's over. But you need to have your confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one, praise God, to put your confidence in. He's the one to be faithful to, praise God. He's the one that makes the difference. Praise God. Amen. Just remember what the glorious seed, that glorious seed basket that we have, praise God, in the Word of God. That glorious basket of glorious seed, precious seed that we have in the precious Word of God, that Word of truth that God gives us, that we can take out with us wherever we go. That's why the Bible said we hide the Word of God in our heart that we might not sin against Him. That precious seed basket that we can take out into the world, praise God, and just scatter seed everywhere we go. Man, praise God. I was there the other day in the little nurse that come to check on Mother. And she's a good Christian girl, praise the Lord. Come find out she's a good North Buncombe girl. Went to North Buncombe. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, well, bless her heart. Amen. But we got talking about the Lord, how good He was. And boy, we was just talking Scripture, this is what the Lord says. And man, it was good. And she said, I've got goosebumps all over me. I'm about to break out in revival. Amen. Why? Because the Word of God, that seed basket, that precious seed that God has to pour out on us. He said, He goes forth weeping and weepeth. Praise God. Bearing precious seed. Taking the Word of God with them everywhere that they go. God begins to make a difference. God is the one that begins to build things back, to begin to build things up, even for His own glory. You think about it. Amen. Everything that we desire to do, when we have a desire to have a job and work and have food on our table and a roof overhead and clothes on our back, God Almighty has the same desire for you and more. Amen. So He said, when we come weeping, bearing precious seed, that great big seed, precious seed basket of God Almighty, His Word. Praise the Lord. It can't be depleted. It's full. It's running over, praise God. All that we need, we have to remember that. They had this seed basket, this precious seed, the truth of the Word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not only He had His resource, but He also had His assurance. He said, He shall doubtless, amen, doubtless. In other words, with less doubt, praise God. Or maybe without any doubt. He said not to be doubting it. He said, shall doubtless come again and rejoicing. Amen. He said, so we see that the assurance that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can go forth, praise God, in absolute hope, praise God, of the glorious, glorious harvest that's ahead. Amen? We're expecting a harvest. Hey, you say, well, preacher, I just don't know. I tell people about Jesus and I read my Bible, I tell people about Jesus, it just don't seem like it's doing any good. Now, that's about crazy. Let me tell you why. If you're going to raise a garden, you take that garden, you plow it up, you till it up, you cultivate it, you smooth it up, you bust out all the clod, get out all the rock, you do the best you can, and then you make you some fur, and you plant those seeds, praise God, and you say, well, I'm going to plant this garden, but it probably won't do no good. Amen. Guess what? It probably won't do no good. Amen. That's the way we do it, the Word of God, though, ain't it? We'll take it out there, well, I'm just going to tell somebody about Jesus, but I don't think it'll do any good. It probably won't. But praise God, if you take those seeds and you put them in the ground and you get out there, praise God, and you pray over it, say, oh God, Lord, I know You're God, and I know You're the God of increase. And Lord, I ask You to take these little old seeds, praise God, praise God, falling into the earth, and I pray that You'd give the increase, expecting that He will. And guess what? If you get a little bit of sunshine and a little bit of rain, it starts coming up out of the ground. It always does my heart good, praise God, when I start seeing them little seeds start budding up out of that ground. Hey, something about that just stirs your heart. It gets you excited. Amen. Because you realize, praise God, that that was dead and you'd dug in the dirt and put in the ground, praise God. But it's springing to life and it's coming up out of there. Amen. That's why he said here, he said, bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again. Praise God. He said it without any doubt, without any speculation. He said it's going to, praise God, God is going to bless again. God's going to bless Israel. God's going to bless us. God's going to bless the church. God's going to bless His people. Because that's what He does. Praise His holy name, that blessed assurance that we have. And He said, because you got that, He said, you'll have that gladness. He said, coming again with rejoicing. Amen. Coming again with rejoicing. Praising God, giving Him glory. What are you talking about? He's talking about the joy of the harvest. Amen. The joy of the harvest. That real great joy, praise God. Indeed, because of the harvest. That triumph that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. That triumph we have, praise God, over victory over the devil and Satan and the fiends of hell. I don't know about you. I went out here Sunday morning walking about that high. Because Christopher comes Sunday morning, praise God. We've been praying for the Carver boys and praying for Chris. And Christopher praying for Josh and him's brothers. And they come, praise God. And Christopher bow down here and ask Jesus to forgive his sin and save him by His marvelous grace. Amen. Praise God. Triumph for another child of God. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, he wasn't a child of God. Breaker, he is lost. No, we're all children of God. Amen. Some just refuse to receive Him and we stay lost. But every one of us are children of God. It was predetermined for the foundation of the world that all should come to repentance. Amen. And I know the Calvinists don't like that when I preach that. But praise God, I don't like what they stand for either. But God came to seek and to save those who was lost. And we were all lost. Amen. The whosoever would receive the precious Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, shall be saved. Praise His name. I'm glad it's that way. So we see that gladness. Amen. He said they came again with rejoicing. And then we see the reward. Amen. The reward. You know there's a reward for being a Christian? There's a reward on that side of glory, but there's a reward on this side of glory. Look what he says in the last part of the verse, he said, bringing his sheaves with him. Amen. Praise God. Bringing his sheaves with him. You anybody know what a sheave is? Amen. All old farmers will know what a sheave is. Amen. Praise God. And so it's that you put your bundle together. Amen. And you bundle them together in the field and you take a little trailer and you go through and you pick up the sheaves and you put them on trailer and you haul them to the barn or to the granary or wherever you take them. Amen. He said, that's the harvest that's come in. And he said, come again, rejoice in bringing his sheaves with him. Praise God. He's talking about those harvests of converts. Praise the Lord. Those harvests of those that's come in, praise God, that's got in. You might say it's coming before that great reward seat where we come and get those things, praise God, that God's granted to us because of our faithfulness to Him. In other words, he said, you don't come back alone. Praise God. He said, you don't come back empty all by yourself. But he said, if you're faithful to God and you go out, praise God, with that precious seed, without any doubting, and you come in rejoicing, and you can come rejoicing, praise God, because you'll be bringing in the sheaves. You'll be bringing in those others that's been born again, praise God. Those others, praise God, for reward. Of that sacrificial service that you've committed yourself to in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We have to sacrifice a little bit to be in service to the Lord, to do something for Him. Amen. Sometimes you just got to take a time out. Amen. Sometimes you just got to take time out from your daily life, daily chore, praise God, to just get in there and ask God to help you and just do something sacrificial for Him. Just a little time, a little talent. Amen. Praise God. That's what a tithe is, isn't it? A little time, a little money, a little time, a little talent. Amen. That we have to offer Him because He's been so good to us. So we see the Christian worker, we see Ezra, we see them as they go in, praise God, and they see the mess that's before them. 70 years could leave a place pretty desolate. Amen? It could be left without habitation, man or beast. But they come out, praise God, and they come out rejoicing. And they didn't let God steal, they didn't let the devil steal their joy. But they let God bless them, praise God. So what we got to do as Christian workers, we just got to let God bless us, praise God. Come out and sow in tears and reaping in joy. Amen. Sowing in tears because of the things that's going on around us and the wickedness of the world. But praise God, we can sow those precious seed and we can reap in joy the harvest of God Almighty. We can see them come in. Amen. As they begin to grow up and they begin to get the sun. Amen. Those seeds that we plant in the ground, that sun warms the ground, and they come up out of that ground, and then when they get in that sunlight, boy, they just go to shooting up. I love it. I love to watch stuff grow. Amen. That's what we do. When we get in there, we come up out of there, praise God, come up out of the very pits of hell and destruction, and we come out into life and newness of life, and we get up under the sun, praise God, the S-O-N, and he begins to manifest himself to us, and we grow up into him. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes we don't do that, though. We just stay little old bitty things, and we never grow up in the sun. Amen. Praise God. Hey, it's time to get into the sun. Get in the sun and grow up into what God would have us to be, praise God, so that we can be fruitful and produce an offspring. Praise the Lord. We need to be producing fruit so we can have something to give back to Christ because He's been so good to us.